All right, guys, so let's start. We're going to talk about benching, we're going to talk about Shocha Mascha, and then we will talk about Hallel, first Hallel at the Seder, and then Hallel in Shul. So, first part of the Chabura, Birkas HaMazon, the Machaber has a funny line in Simin Tafayin Tess. At the end, he tells us, Mitzvah Lachzor Achar Hazimun. Sounds like he's saying it's a very important thing. For whatever reason, you should try very hard. It is a mitzvah to get a Zimun at your Seder. Why do you need a Zimun, and what exactly does it mean to look for a Zimun, and what do you need a Zimun for? None of that is particularly clear. So there are two reasons I think we can identify why one would want a Zimun. The Taz says you want a Zimun because you want to have a kos. So benching is a la kos. Happens to be that the sugya here, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, about benching on the third kos is one of the very important gemaras, whether in general there's a mitzvah levarech al kos or not. But the Taz says that's one reason why you'd want to have a zimun, so you have a kos. And the Taz then, after setting it up, he says, and that's why there is not really any mitzvah to be chozer achar zimun, because you don't need to have a zimun to have a kos for this Birkas HaMazon. This is the third kos of Dal Kosos. So if this is the only reason you got, it's not a good one. You should not need a zimun for the third kos.
He's just getting started. Give him 5 minutes.
Did you see any discussion about...
Let him finish.
I did let Binyamin know we would probably finish around 4:30, so that's on MeCD. I should have given a caveat. MeCD will finish by 4:30.
Okay, are we still talking to Taz, or we're moving on to the next Sita?
I think we're up to the tour, actually.
Okay, so in the Taz of Sita, does anyone make note of the fact that normally when we have bento, we only have one cup, and min hastam, we're talking about a situation where the Machaber assumes that everyone has a cup? And so if his Machazar Achar HaZimun, it was not the same kind of cup situation?
So I kind of wonder about the basic assumption that you're making, but we'll get to that in a few minutes from a comment to the Dark Emotion, because are we sure that everybody had their own cup?
I think this is a more question to ask.
I'm not sure everyone had their own cup.
So what does the Taz think? What
does
the Machaber think?
Is
a great question.
I don't see. If the Dark Emotion make a comment, then it sounds like not everyone had their own cup. We'll see. Okay, so you look at the tour, and the tour gives you the reason why it's a mitzvah lachzor achar zimun. You call it a medrash tehillim. Medrash tehillim says you want to have a zimun because you want to have the response, right? You're going to have in Hallel, Hodu Lashem Kito Kilam Chasto. So that means that at least one person is telling two people, right? Hodu, you people should give praise, and everyone else responds. So the Medrash Tehillim says we need at least three to properly fulfill the Hallel. Sounds like we're taking the Hallel very seriously. But the Rush, he quotes the Rush, who says, hey, if that's all you need the Zimun for, is so you could have three people for Hallel, well, women and children also count. So there's no real need for a Zimun, and maybe the Machaber never really meant it when he said a Zimun for benching. It's a little bit strange. I don't know, I didn't look at like the Chazon Nevadya. Did the Sfardim really try to have three adult men? I didn't look hard for discussion of this, but there didn't seem to be much of one. But it's clear that there was at least for a certain amount of time, a minug to really be chozer achar hazimun. If you look in the Bach, so there's just a very interesting, I think, little machlokas tucked away over here between the Bach and the Taz. Maybe it's because I'm biased about Karban Pesach, but the Bach quotes this minug. People are running around to different houses, they can get their zimun, and the Bach is very upset about it, because the Bach says, how are these people going to be mitzaref to the new Seder that they're joining? What are they going to do? Right. They can't just show up in the house and join the benching. They obviously have to eat something. So, exactly. So the Bach says, well, you're going to tell me they're going to have a glass, they're going to drink something. L'chad chila, he says, you should do more than just drinking something to be a star for the Zimun. So you're going to have a bite of matzah. Well, the Bach says you can't have a bite of matzah because you can't eat your matzah in two makomos. It's hukash to the Karban Pesach, and just like the Karban Pesach is one makom only, so too, the matzah is one makom only. So the Bach is very upset about this minug, and then he quotes the Maharal, and the Gevuras Hashem, who fought very hard to nullify the minug. The good news for the Bach and the Maharal is we've never heard of this minug, and if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, nowadays people aren't doing this anymore, so it seems to have gone out of style, so maybe the Maharal, as we all know, could fight very hard against certain things when he wants to, so that minhag seems to have ended. However, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, while they don't really seem to be very invested in the Minhag, they do defend against some of the attacks of the Bach. And one point that they make is, who says that all matzah is hukash to the Karban Pesach? Makes sense. It's only the afikomen, which is hukash to the Karban Pesach. So the halacha would be, you can't eat afikomen in shnei makomos. But for you to be at home and have your do your magid, and have your mar, have your matzah, have your meal, and then go next door and have the afikomen next door, say it doesn't have to be a problem of achila b'shnei makomos. So it's just interesting, this machlokas we have here between the Bach on the one hand and the Taz Magen Avraham on the other, whether we think of all matzah as being hukash l'karban Pesach or only the matzah of the afikomen. Now, the Rush, remember, had said, look, if you only have three people, it's okay, because women and children are also totally acceptable for the purposes of responding to halal. Now, if that's all you had, you could have just said, you just need people to respond. But if you look in the Magen Avraham, so the Magen Avraham quotes the Tosfos in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches, it says that women are chayiv in halal. Women are chayiv in this halal, the night of Pesach, which is a point that we'll get back to when we talk about halal. But it's interesting, isn't it, that I'm not really sure why the Magen Avraham needed that. Even if we don't need like a chalos shame of Zimun or anything here, you just need, even if they weren't B'nai Chayuva, you could talk to them and they could respond. Wouldn't that be enough? I think it's interesting.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. I was wondering about that, because the Rush did say Nashim and Kitanim. Is anyone going to say that Ketanim have a chiyuv in halal? I don't think so. I think it doesn't seem to make a difference either way. What am I going to say? Hatur kasav da af bahalel dayo she ya'anu acharav ishta ubanav. Right? They're going to answer him. Ukamosha matzino betosa sukkah daf lamed ches shekasa d'rash mechayev as bahalel. Right? Right, exactly. Exactly. It's a little bit surprising.
They're using it as a model, not as a right to chayev. We just say, look, they're chayev, so they're going to be saying. So, okay, so they'll just say.
Since I don't have a better answer other than that the Magen Avraham will say really it's Nashim and Ketanim were just mentioned Erech Agav, could be. Unless if somebody wanted to say that that Ketanim do have a Chiyuv in Halal, which could be an interesting thing to open up, because if this is Midin Afen Hayaboso Anes, so this happens to be a whole discussion about the chiyuv of ketanim in mitzvos where afin hayaboso anes. But I didn't think any, I didn't see anybody talk about this, but just a small ha'ara on that point.
You remember offhand where that conversation is?
What?
Where that conversation is? You know offhand where offhand that is?
I mean, it starts in the Gemara. It starts with the Rabbi Huda about Mekar Megillah, Nerishu Beso. I think there's a Bala Itter about what's the sheet of the Baal Itter in Ner Chanukah. I think the Baal Itter says that a katan can light for the bias.
Did the Rush specify over here
Hugh Yelichanov
or not? Just that can happen.
I think the Rush just said Ketanim, but it's probably, I mean, who's realistically,
well,
your 3-year-olds are probably not responding right. So I don't know if he needed to. Yeah. Okay, now the Magen Avraham continues, and he quotes the Maril, who says you should not have the Ketanim say Hodu, but they can say Ana, because Ana, you're just saying the exact same thing that that they are, right? But when it comes to Hodu, so they're not. We saw I didn't find the Maril inside, but there's a very interesting comment from the Chok Yaakov, who quotes the Maril also as saying that we dafka want the Ketanim to take lead in some of Halal. Did you see this? The Chok Yaakov quotes the Maril. Anu manichim es haketanim lomar kedei shelo yishanu vegam kedei lachancham ad kan lashono. Right, it's like the very end. The kids are running on fumes, so you know a way to get them involved is to have them dafka lead a piece of the challah. Now, from all the Nosei Kelim I'm talking over here, it seems very clear that we take very seriously that you should have it like in shul. One person should say hodu, and everyone else should respond. You know, I think a lot of sedarim, I feel just like, you know, run through the whole thing. That's what you do. Yeah. Right.
Rav Shachter mentions it every year in the Pesach
Shir. Yeah, so you have to say it responsibly. Does he mention singing?
Definitely mentions the responses.
Because the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chok Yaakov and then continues to say that you probably shouldn't have women leading, because presumably, of course, you're going to be doing this with a nice niggin. And you shouldn't have women leading in the niggin, because it might not be so appropriate.
But it depends on the family legend.
Inachanami, although I'm not sure, he still might not, I don't know. I don't know. Don't want to go down that road.
You mean?
I don't know. Is it different with what?
Rav Aaron sees an article on
Katana
and Halal.
And Halal. Oh, I know he had an article.
And this Iter.
Tafka. I know he. I knew he had an article on the Iter, and I did not know he talked about Halal. Okay, I will read that tonight, Blinetter. That's great. Okay, the two more small points on benching. So I think it was the Ramah, right? The Ramah says that the Baal HaBayis should lead the Zimun. Well, let's poll the audience in your houses. How often is it always the Baal HaBayis who leads the Zimun at the Seder, or is it a rotation?
Always the
Baal HaBayis. Baal HaBayis, or a brand?
It's a rotation, but I think there's some discussion about it.
Uh-huh.
But it's not always the Baal HaBayis.
Right, Sack?
Tobai,
remember.
I think my
father. Remember Sambashlita.
So, yeah, no, we didn't have a zimun, but
where
else for the
seder
was not
the
Baal
HaBayis. Yeah. Yeah. Us also, we rotate. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chok Yaakov, who just says we're not makbid. It doesn't really explain, but it's kind of interesting. Like, how often is that we have, like, the Ramah say something, and it's like, yeah, we're not so makbid. So the truth is, though, if you look in the Darkei Moshe, so the Darkei Moshe gives three reasons why we would want to have the Baal HaBayis lead the Zimun, and I think none of them really apply to us so much anymore. Because first he says, he quotes one reason that the Baal HaBayis is the one who says the Haggadah, and nowadays we all do. Then he goes on that the Baal HaBayis is the one who has the Arba Kosos, but we're rich now, so everybody has their own cup. Right, so that's after all that comment of before. And he also quotes, and this is the one that he has in the Ramah, right, when he says, Tovayin hu yivarach. So what does it mean, Tovayin hu yivarach? So I thought when I just read the Ramah, it's like, come on, he's the one paying the bill for the Seder. You're all in his house. But Darkei Moshe, he says, no, it's because, how does
it?
Halach Ma'anya. Kol Dichbin. Right. So I wonder, like nowadays, when we say Kol Dichbin, but like we're really mamish.
Even without that, we're all saying Kol Dichbin, so it's the same thing.
Right. I mean, we're saying Kol Dichbin with his checkbook, but we're not really saying it. So you put all those together. It's not surprising that, you know, Mishnah Berurah says that we're not really makbid on this. So I don't know if some people are, but that's just an interesting point. Last point on benching. Just one cool nugget that I saw Rav Ramon bring down. Talk about women in benching, right? So. What happens if you forget Yalav Yavo? Do you go back or not? So in general, if we forget Yalav Yavo, so the rule of thumb is if the Seuda is obligatory, so you have to go back. If the Seuda is not obligatory, you don't have to go back. So Rekiv Eger has a tshuva. I think it's even Simon Aleph.
Go back for when?
If you forgot benching. So Rekiv Eger says women are not chayiv in Seudas Yantiv. So therefore, if a man forgets the bench on Yantiv, he has to go back. But if a woman forgets Yalav Yavo on Yantiv, she doesn't have to go back. She no chiyuv suda. To mitzvah saseh shazman grama, she doesn't have to go back. But Rav Yeger continues and he says, it's one exception. If a woman forgets to say Yalav Yavo, leil haseder, she has to go back. She has a mitzvah matzah.
Wait, that's a halakha psuka, that women miss Yalav Yavo.
I do not have to go back.
I don't have to go back.
Then
do have to go back.
That's what he says.
That's how Suka.
I think so. I saw where I forget where I saw this quoted subsequently, but I may have seen it from Zaman Haggadah. I believe so. So that's just that is a fun fact.
Yeah, I saw it before. It's not about
that. Okay. So Ad Kan Simin Taf Ayin Tes, and now we can move on to Simin Taf Pei. So let's, right, the Mechaber talks about Halal and Simin Taf Pei, but let's skip the Mechaber for a second and go in order of the Leil HaSeder and go to the Ramah, who says, Yeshomim Sheish Lomar Shvoch HaMascha. I think it's interesting, by the way, that the Mechaber doesn't mention Shvoch HaMascha because it's all over the Rishonim. Chachmei Sfarad, Chachmei Ashkenaz, they're all mentioning Shvoch HaMascha, so I'm not really sure why the Mechaber doesn't mention it. Well, I'm not sure why, because all the Rishonim had it. The Ram, the Ritva, the Abu Dram, the Meiri, the Ashkenazim, the Sfarad, everyone has it. So it's a little bit curious.
Unless you think he didn't say it, because it's like the rest of the Haggadah, they didn't have to tell you what to say.
Okay, good, right. Exactly. I don't know. So let's take a poll again. When in the Seder do you guys pour the fourth kos?
Oh.
So now I have stuff to say about this.
Before Shvoch.
You pour before Shvoch.
Yeah.
Just got that every year, and I think it's before Shvoch.
It's the Balagad, so people...
If you get to the fourth kos, you guys are doing well that year.
That's just like filling and opening. And
I noticed that my in-laws was always
after Shvoch. So my family always, I think, did after Shvoch. And then I started looking into this, and I got very troubled by it. But now I think I can explain both sides. I got this Haggadah in my parents' house. There was Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Haggadah, and I wish I had it earlier this year. It's great stuff. Great stuff. Haggadah Shal Pesach im Piskei Halacha u Minhagim Mimaron Amud Hara Hagan Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I'm not sure who put this together. This looks like some friend of his, some Talmud and friend of the grandkids. He's got Haskamos from Zalman Nechemya and Rav Nassim Tzvi Finkel and Rav Nevinsal. I feel this is old because the last very small Haskamos is from Rav Asher Weiss. So he quotes there. He says it's also not super clear, but he says this, and if you look around, it's clear. Most of the Rishonim had pouring the wine before. The Chayadim, though, I assume this is where my family gets it from, Chayadim said to do it afterwards. So where is this coming from? So first let me explain why you do it afterwards, because I was very happy to see this. I just searched for Chamascha and Rishonim and poked around. And the Meiri has a great explanation for why we say Shvoch Chamascha and why do we say it here. So the Meir quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Or Tillim, what? There are two questions to ask, Bechal. Why are we saying Shvoch HaMascha, right, and why are we saying it here? So the Meir quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Nun Gimel, Ochlei Ami Achlu Lechem Elokim Lo Karo. Right? My enemies, the people who eat my nation, they eat us like bread, and they do not call out in Hashem's name. So the Meiri says, after we finish our whole Seder, which has all been Hodat Hashem, and we bench for the food that Hashem just gave us, so we then say, hey, Hashem, you know who is not thanking you for the food that they eat? The Goyim who are busy eating us do not thank you, and so please, Shvoch HaMascha. So according to that Hezber of the Meiri, it makes a lot of sense to say Shvoch HaMascha before the fourth kos, because Shvoch HaMascha is really mitzuref to benching. And I think there's like a machlokas in the Haggadahs, right? Some of the Haggadahs have Shvoch HaMascha in Barech, and some of the Haggadahs have Shvoch HaMascha in Halel. So according to this, you'd say that Shvoch HaMascha is attached to the end of Barech. After we bench, we say Shvoch HaMascha, right? Asher b'shemcha lo karo. So it matches up very nicely. What? Why do we pour? No, that's why you'd pour after. Yeah, right. That's why you would pour after. Because you bench, then you say Shvoch HaMascha, and then you move on to the fourth kos and challah. As we said, most of the Rishonim do not. Most of the Rishonim pretty clearly say that you are pouring before Shvoch. Shvoch is connected to Halal. And Shvoch is connected to the fourth kos. Why? So Three explanations. Number one, because what do we say? Shvuch HaMascha is the lead-in to Halal. We say Shvuch HaMascha L'Gayim, and then what? How do we start Halal?
Lo Lanu,
right? So Shmeister them, don't Shmeister us. Excellent, fantastic. Okay. Second thing you have in a bunch of the Rishonim is they say this is connected to the Yerushalmi, which says, right, that the Dalakosos are connected to the four cups of Tar'ela that Hashem is going to give the Gayim, right, the four Kosos of punishment. And the Abudram has a great line. The Abudram says, Rabban Shalom, we just did our mitzvah, you know, because again, even Dalakosos, okay, so why the fourth of all of them? Abudraham, yeah. So he says, this is in the Haggadah. So the Budram says, we just did our mitzvah, and Rosh Hashanah, now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. So that's the Hesver of the Budram. I'm trying to think for a second. I didn't write this down, but, the Tashbetz. Not the Maram Tashbetz. The Chuvas Tashbetz. He's a long, like, letter on the Haggadah. And the Tashbetz. What? So according to this, this is after. These are the Deos that it's Mitzuref to Halal. Now we're saying it's Mitzuref to Halal. So the Tashbetz says four cups, right? So there's a whole discussion in the 10th paragraph of Pesachim. We skipped it with the Talmud Tuzei Chevra. It's very surprising we have four cups of wine, because it's very dangerous. That's the Zugos. Right. Normally we avoid pears. We avoid the zugos. Ay, maishna, manashtana, layla, zemikol, halelos. Lil shimurim. We don't have to worry about it. Rabbanu Shlomo is going to protect us from the zugos. So, fourth cup, no problem. But, you know who should get worried? The Gayim. So we pour the fourth ghost. We say, Hashem, you are watching us. Please, right, as you guard over us, please, destroy those who are after us. Okay. Now, this is a shtickle. One chiddush, Menachem, I wonder what you'll think about this. There's also this very old minhag to have the fifth kos, right? The kos shel Elio. So, where does the kos shel Elio come from? Why do we have a kos shel Elio? It's different. Mishnah Berurah mentions it. Chok Yaakov mentions it. We have a. This is just a minute to have the kos. Portent of the future Geula. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a nice comment, tying into this whole issue of are there four cups of wine or five cups of wine. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what's the psak? Maskanas? Arba kosos or chamish kosos? Achalgas rishonim? Achalgas gersos and gemara? The answer is, we have no idea. But you know when we'll know? Elio Navi is going to come. Teku, Elio Navi will come, and he'll tell us if we should drink this cup or not. So we pour the fifth kos, and Elio Navi is going to come. He'll tell us you can drink it or wait till.
I like that because that means he can come and not drink the cup.
Wait till next year.
He's going to come and not drink.
But I was wondering if we take what most of the Rishonim say for Shvuch HaMascha that's connected to the kos of Shel Tar'ela, is this cup the kos Shel Tar'ela? We have our kosos. Is this the cup of punishment?
Definitely.
We have our dalet kosos, and then we have the kos shel tar'ela. I actually think this really makes a lot of sense.
No.
This I think makes a lot of sense, that we then pour the extra kos for Elio to feed the goyim, kos shel tar'ela. Now, this may not be the pshat, but this I really think, someone must say this. I really think someone must say this.
Drink that one.
No. So nobody, yeah, exactly. Either the kos is for us to drink, or it's for the goyim. It's definitely not for Elio and Avi.
And then you drink, your family drinks the kos shel Elio.
Of course.
What? I'm never drinking it.
Yeah.
Now I'm sure there must be people out there who say this. I'm just going to assume right now that this is said because I think it makes a lot of sense. Assuming it's true, and we'll find someone who says this. We will. We'll get there. This can explain kind of a funny minhag, which is I think many of us have. My family definitely has. It's they bring it down from the Chassam Sofer. They bring it down from Rav Yaakov Emden. How big is your kosher Elio?
Huge.
Yes. Right? It's a very long-standing minute to have a big cup. Why do we have a huge kos? Kos Elio. It's not because Elio is shicker. What are we doing? Oh. If it's the kos shel Tar'ela for the Goyim.
A lot of good.
That's
amazing. I think I'm yeah.
That is fantastic.
Oh, because a lot of guys.
Like, write that up.
A lot of guys out there.
Yeah, or either that, or they need a lot of tarela. Who says what? This is my fetish. Okay, I hope it was worth coming tonight just for that, because that's my fetish. Okay, one. I shared this with a couple of guys, but one last what?
From brothel poison.
Yeah, goes back to our wormwood discussions.
The coast area that tastes good. It's a poison. You can taste disgusting.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so those are the main three that you find in the Rishonim for why we're doing Shvuah Chamaschon and why we're doing it here. Again, it's either Dafka after Perkos HaMazon, because we have Hoda, but the Gayim don't, or it's Shvuah Chamaschon Lo Lanu, or Kosher Shel Tareila. Rishon Zalman, though, has a very, very nice comment. He says, why do you do this Dafka as we go to Halo? He's also in the Machaneh that says that this is Mitzurf to Halo, and he says, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, what would we do? Why do we open the door? Right? What's up with opening the door? So Shlomo Zalman suggests we open the door as a zecher. We just finished Afikomen, we just finished Karban Pesach. Now it's time to leave the house, go up to the roof, right, and say halal. So he suggests that's why we open the door at this point in the Seder. And then they quote Rav Nevinzal, who says, ah, but that also explains why we say Shvuah Chamaschon at this point in the Seder. Because what happens? We open the door because we just finished our Karban Pesach, and now we're going to go up to the roof to say Halal. Elamai, wait, we didn't just finish our Karban Pesach, and we're not in Yerushalayim. And so say, you know, at this moment when we drive home, the fact that everything we're doing is a Zecher to the Karban Pesach, and how many Zechers did we have the whole Seder? So we finally say, you know, at the last moment of the last Zecher, we say, you know, we've had it. Ribbono Shel Olam, Shvuah Chamaschon L'Gayim, Asher Lo Yiduucha. I think that's Rav Avigdor Nevinzal.
I have a point. The last day
of the night. It's the Rav of the Yerat Hikan, Yerushalayim. Okay. So, the Adkan, we've done Berakos HaMazon, we've done Shvuah Chamaschon. Now let's talk about Halal. Okay. So, we need to talk about Halal Seder, and we need to talk about Halal in Shul, right? And all of this Halal is very, very strange. So, just for starters, what bracha do we make on Halal? So, we have four views, I guess. We have the Ramban, who argues very strongly. I should have put this on the Marmakomos. It's easier to say than the Ran. The Ramban says, it's a mitzvah, say Halal, Leila Seder. So, you have one bracha. Good. Makes a lot of sense. Then you have all these Gaonim, who argue very strongly that you should have no bracha whatsoever. We'll have to talk about them a little bit later. The Tur quotes the Rav Yah and a couple other Rishonim who say don't have a bracha because the halal is split. So we have the possibility of one halal, of one bracha, possibility of, no bracha. And we have the possibility of two brachos, which is very, very strange. Maharam and some other Rishonim say you say bracha twice. You'll say a bracha on halal asher kashanam sos v'atzvanu in Magid, and the second one in halal.
Is one liquor and one liquor more, or the same bracha?
I think it's the same bracha.
Why is that?
Because you split the halal in half, so each half gets its own bracha. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, well, and we'll talk. I'll say something from the Rav about that in a second. And the fourth option is the cop out. We're not sure what to do. So the Torah quotes this. There's a good reason why you should do it in shul, right? I think our common minhag is we do not say halal with a bracha. We do not say the bracha on the halal that we pass basically like the Rush, no bracha. The Rush said don't do it because it's a suffix brachas lachol. So we're not going to get involved. We'll talk about shul a little bit later. Just parenthetically on this Rashbam, who kind of interestingly says you have two brachos, so. The Rav in the Siach HaGrid Haggadah, which is a fantastic Haggadah, was put out a couple years after he was Nifter. But, right there, exactly. It was put up by his grandson, Rav Yitzi Lichtenstein, who now... No, it's okay. I'll take it later. Rav Yitzi Lichtenstein, who now is Rosh Shiva in Tarva Das. So the Rav says, well, we have... two halals that we say, right? This comes up in the context of four cups or five. We have regular halal, halal hamitzri, and we have halal hagadol. So the Rebbe says the truth is the focus of those two halals, if you look at the tochen, focus on two very different nisim. Halal hamitzri is all about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Bechiras Yisrael. What's the halal of halal hagadol about? There's really nothing in there about Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's nothing in halal hagadol about Am Yisrael. It's all about Brias Olam. So they focus on two different things. So why do we have both? So the Rav suggests, this all goes back to something, right, the briskers love to talk about. We'll have the brisker Rav talk about a little bit later. Going back to the Rambam. What are we supposed to do the night of Leil Tesvav? What's the fundamental kiyum, right? Ki'ilu, it's as if we mamash left Mitzrayim that night. So he quotes halacha and hechos brachos, that if you have a nes, happens to you, so in that moment it is a machayev to make a bracha not only for the nes that happens to you in that moment, but you also have to make a bracha on any other nes that Hashem had ever done for you. So suggests the Rav, if we mamish just experience Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we now agav need to make brachos on any other nisim which occurred. So we go from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Brias HaOlam, and he says if you think about the chasima of the brachos. So the chasim of the bracha for regular halal is kol amcha yisrael yod v'yivarchu, right? What's the chasim of halal hagadol? Nishmas kol chai. So one is particular, one is universalistic. So he says he wants this to explain the Rashbam. I guess according to this, right, the second bracha is going to be at the beginning of halal hagadol, not at the beginning of halal, which I'm not really sure is what the Rashbam thought, so I'm not really sure how he wanted to use that to explain the Rashbam, but that's an interesting comment that he has over there. Okay, so right, we have this range of views as to whether there's one bracha, two brachos, no brachos. So we have to ask, what on earth is this halal, and why is there no bracha? Right, we're going to see a lot of reason to think that this is not just a regular halal, but like a super important halal, maybe even a halal mida oraisa. So it's pretty weird for the only halal mida oraisa that we might say all year long to be the one that dafka does not have a bracha of asher kashanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. So there are two main camps that we can identify in terms of understanding this halal the night of this, at the Seder. The Ran quotes Rav Chaya Gaon is what everyone talks about. The question is, what on earth did Rav Chaya Gaon mean? Because Rav Chaya Gaon says, we don't make a bracha on this halal. Why? Because he says this halal is not said b'toras kriya. It's not said reading halal like we do on Yom Tovim. Rather, it's b'toras shira. So, okay, notice that the classic question, how does the difference make a difference? What does it mean?
You do see, by the way, that Brisker Love just dates back not just to Rabbeinu David, but now in the Gaon.
Exactly. So speaking of Rabbeinu David, so here's a long piece. Everyone's trying to explain what does Rav Chaya Gaon mean? And there's a whole school that Rav Chaya Gaon is totally dismissing the halal at the Seder. So if you look in like the Mordechai, for example,
It's songs.
Look at the Mordechai. Kriya ba'alma. Okay, we have some nice singing at the end of the Seder.
There's right. There's also singing.
Singing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Nice singing.
Shulam lumber.
Perfect.
Hallo. Exactly.
Now.
That's why we split into two different things. Hallo and Nirtza. Maybe he said one thing.
No, no question asked is why do we definitely do make a bracha. We have Berkas Hashir, right? The Gemara said we have Berkas Hashir, and then we try to figure out what the Berkas Hashir is. That's the big proof that the Ramban has, that there's got to be a bracha at the beginning, because we have a rule. You never have a bracha at the end without a bracha at the beginning. So the Ramban, Rabbeinu David, quote Rav Tzemach Gaon, who asks this question on himself and these other Gaonim, and they say, no problem. This is not a bracha for the halal. We need to have something for the kos. Every kos needs a bracha. So the fourth kos is left out in the wind. You know, it's like the medrash that Shabbos is waiting for its partner because every other, you know, the other days had had their partner and Shabbos had nobody. So Hashem says, don't worry, I've called Yisrael. You have the fourth kos waiting. Kiddush is taken. Haggadah is taken. Benching is taken. We need four kosos. What do we do? The answer is, we'll have some halal for the fourth kos.
Which, the
Rav Tzemach Gaon, quoted by the Ramban and Rabbeinu David, and the Ram, all the Rishonim. Right. Now the question is, think of the other kosos for a second. Right? No one is ever going to say you bench for the third kos. Right? You do bench on the third kos, but you don't bench because of the third kos. Right? You don't say magid because of the second kos. Right, exactly. So that's the jump that these goanim are going to make. Is that's the fundamental difference. Kiddush, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, benching, those are all mitzvos halayla, which are attached to a kos. Now I have a fourth kos, but the mitzvos halayla are all taken. So what do? So we add some shiras v'sishbachos, so that we can have a reason to make a bracha on kos number four as well. But it's not that the kos is attaching itself to a mitzvah. It's the opposite. It's that we have shira that we're attaching to the kos, right? So this is really downgrading the importance of halal b'leil haseder. And if you saw that tshuva from the Rimagash, so the Rimagash has this pretty explicitly. Because Rimagash says this is just simcha sabaylim. We have our carbon. He says this isn't the halal for the shas shchitas a carbon pesach, which is a chiyuv. We had that. Now the Bailam are enjoying, having a good time. It's a big simcha, so they just have halal. But there's no din here, there's no mitzvah here, and of course you're not gonna say Asher Kitchanov mitzvos vitzivanu. It happens to be a bit of a pal of Rimagash, because Rimagash says, well, the Shchitas HaPesach is over and done with. Yeah, but the Gemara in Tzayhei says you have a halal for Achilas HaPesach, so I have no idea what on earth is going on over there. But that's one big, big view in the Rishonim. You want to know why there's no bracha on this halal? You want to know what it means? It's betoras shira. It just means songs, fourth kos. It's not a mitzvah. What? Ah, very good. Right. So you saw the Yerushalmi and Masechta Sofrim and some of the Toseftas, which pretty clearly seem to have a mitzvah of halal b'leil ha-pesach. Right? So if you take that, then what are you going to do? So the Brisker Rav in the Chibur has a piece where he suggests, to interpret Rav Haigon, is saying that no, there are two different dinim of Hallel. There's a din of Hallel, which is supposed to be formally recited, your formal recitation of Hallel, and that's the Hallel of the Yud Ches Yamim, right? The Gemara Erech in the 18 days, which we now know we can find from Parshas Noach, right? Exactly. Well, now we know where it is, we think. And then there's a second din of halal. What's the second din of halal? The second din of halal is spontaneous shira. It's also, I don't think he really explains this as explicitly in the Chibur, but you know, definitely the way that I've heard it explained is that this all goes back once again to the Yisod of we just left Mitzrayim, and so now v'nomer lefanav shira chadasha, experiencing the nes is a machayev for a new shira. But that's supposed to be a spontaneous song, and therefore, there's no bracha. If you look in the Chibur itself, the Griz just says, he doesn't give the reason why. The Griz just says, they were only misaking a bracha on a halel of kriya, they weren't misaking a bracha on a halel of shira. But if the idea behind that is that this is supposed to be a spontaneous eruption of song because we just experienced the nath, right, then that's going to explain why there's no bracha here, because it's afka supposed to be something spontaneous. Now the Rav says we can push this a little bit more in terms of understanding what exactly is this halal. The Rav says this halal is not just an expression of shira, and he doesn't. I don't. At least in the Siach Agir, doesn't say this. And maybe it's in the Yartzeit Shir, I'm not sure. But this, I think, is going to answer, there's a little bit of a different approach, why there's no bracha. So the Rav says that the Hal Leil HaSeder is a kiyum in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he brings some really pretty dominant proofs, and then there's some interesting nafkamina, some of which he identifies and some of which we can identify. The Rambam kind of famously or infamously was very stark that Hallel was a din d'rabban.
Right.
The Ramban gets into a big fight with him about this in the beginning of the Shurashim and Sefer Mitzvos. The Ravid gets into a fight with him about this in Hilchos Chanukah Perek Gimel, where the Ravid says it's Midivrei Kabbalah. But that's the view of the Ram. Midivrei Sofrim, and he thinks it's just a Rabban. However, if you look in the Sefer Mitzvos, so when the Rambam says there's a mitzvah of Sipri Tzivos Yisrael, mitzvah saseh, kuf, nun zayin, so what does he say is part of the mitzvah of Sipur? Lahodos lo yis'ale al kol tov shegmalanu. So the Rambam says, you see, part of the mitzvah of Sipri Tzivos Yisrael is halal. We don't just say the story, we thank and praise Hashem for what happened. That is karach in the mitzvah of Sipur itself. Quotes a Targum Yerushalmi on Vihigarata, in Parshas Kisavo, right? I think it's the Figadat by Aram Yavirabi, that this is the Targum Yonasan has I forget the exact Targum Yerushalmi Aramaic, but it's that halal, it's a halal the hashbacha, whatever exactly it is. So Rav says Hagada literally means halal vada, means thanks. The truth is, you could find this in a number of Rishonim. The Rav, for example, quotes Rashi in Daf Lamed Vav in Psachim, which says, what's Lachem Oni? Lachem Sha'onin Alav Dvarim Harbei. What are the Dvarim Harbei? Says Rashi, Halel V'Hagada. The Rav doesn't quote the Me'iri, because the Rav doesn't quote the Me'iri, but the Me'iri, here in Daf Kuvtes Vav, says the same thing. He says, Lachem Oni means Hagada and Mixes Halel. So, what?
Mixes
Hal. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, that
means. Yeah. Yeah.
Mean
because.
In general, it means he actually means the first two
prayers. Right. Think about it.
Nafkamina is that he would think that you have to uncover the matzahs again.
Yes. Which is an interesting question. He recommends it.
Yeah,
he wants matzah. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah Zalman, he says he wants
Rashi?
He wants.
Based on
I think based on Rashi. Yeah, I think based on Rashi. The Sefer Achinuch says the halal ushabeach al kol hanisim. I don't know. Okay, so I think if you take all this. This could also explain why there's no Berakas HaMitzvah. There might be no Berakas HaMitzvah because it's not a separate kiyum of halal per se. It's you would not say a shekesh likro as a halal. This is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then it goes back to the classic question of why is there no bracha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, unless there is, right? But that's beyond the scope of this chabur. Okay. Just a couple of other nafkamina of this idea that the Griz has. That this is either a halal shel shira, a halal of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have this very surprising chumra that the Rishonim argue about, but the Ramah is machmir on, to finish halal by chatzos. Why on earth do we need to finish halal by chatzos? Yeah. Hey, look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I have no idea why. What does chatzos have to do with halal at Leil HaPesach? You look at the Gra. The Gra says that it's connected to Kos Revi. You have to drink the fourth cup by chatzos. I didn't really understand that. I'm not really sure why Dal Kosos has to be connected necessarily.
But if you assume that all the mitzvahs halal are chativa achas, so then the same way that Noshim are going to be chayav in matzah, they're going to be chayav in Dal Kosos, they're going to be chayav in everything. So they're all together, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's all together. So since Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to Dal Kosos, which is connected to matzah, so the same way if you assume the matzah is to be before chatzos, you have to assume everything is before chatzos.
But that's not true. The Chi of Nashim in Dal Kosos is not because they're chayav in matzah.
No. The Chi of Nashim in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim,
yeah,
is a big machlokas.
Right.
So half of Mishonim, half of Achronim assume that women are chayav in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because they're chayav in matzah. And
okay.
Dal Kosos goes with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the seder of the...
Does it all go with it? I mean...
Oh, that's the...
Yeah.
That's the Seder of Dalkos, is according to Sipitzis Mitzrayim.
Yeah, if that was true, then you could say that Halal is one of Mitzvahs Halayla. So why do I have to say that it has to be with the fourth coast? You say, oh, it's Halal is with all the other Mitzvahs.
No, it's fine. There is a Mahal, you might say, where everything has to be with the fourth coast. But if you're not, you're going to say that, and you're going to split the waste, and then you have to wonder, why would it be the Halal with the fourth coast, which was not the fourth coast? That's
what
you're going to say.
Okay. I hear that.
Yeah. So the Kaf HaChaim says, it's very simple. What is this halal? So he gives another option. He says the halal seder is connected to what we were kind of wondering by the Rimagash. He says it's connected to the halal that they'd say when they ate the Karban Pesach. He says, when they ate the Karban Pesach. So he says that has to be done by Chatzos. Now, I'm not so sure about that because the Karban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos, but it sounds like the halal that was they go up to the roof, right? So I don't totally understand that answer. Could be that's why the Aruch Shulchan said he had no idea what's going on. What?
Do you go to the roof?
If I lived in a geshmak house in Yerushalayim with a flat roof, then I probably would. But unfortunately, I don't yet. But comes along the Rav and he says, it's so simple. The halal is part of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. And Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, Mitzvasa, according to Rav Elazar ben Azarya, is Ad Chatzos. So you can go home, right? You get to Maisa of Bnei Brak, and everyone asks, why is Elazar ben Azarya staying up all night? Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is only Ad Chatzos. So the Rav says that's exactly why we have this Chumra to finish Hallel by Chatzos. It's interesting, not all the... is anybody here careful to finish Hallel by Chatzos?
No. I mean... me personally, but I'm only careful
about Afikoman. Afikoman, right? I think Afikoman is much more common, but Halal's much more limited.
Well, my brothers and I, like, we push my father to
try. So, you know, for example, the Gra, who we saw earlier, was a super machmir for Afikoman. Right? There was a story in the Maaseh Rav, there was one year that the Haggadah went long, so all of a sudden it was almost Chatzos. So the Gra said to the Rebbetzin, you know, sorry, but we're skipping the Shulchan Aruch this year. Because we got to just hop in the Afikoman and then we're done for the night, right? So then same the Maaseh Rav goes from the we got to finish Afikoman by Chatzos and then Maftir. Sorry, halacha.
Lunch is gonna be awesome.
if the food got trafed, we wouldn't need it, even though she put in a lot of work cooking. So same thing. Sorry, next year. Better luck next year. Second Seder. Okay, she should tell the kids to stop saying all their Divrei Torah from the third grade Moros. Now let's go.
The Gematrias of the Hishamda.
The grandpa would love the Gematria. I don't know what he says.
Exactly. Now that Daka, that Gra, apparently didn't really care if Halal was said before Chatzos or not. Makes a lot of sense because we saw the Gra was kind of sketchy on why on this base of the Chum of the Ramah in the first place. They quote the Chassam Sofer wasn't so machmir. Here you quote the Rav Shlomo Zalman did try to say it beforehand, but at least now we can understand why. Okay. Two other things which this is going to explain, which come up in the in halachos over here. So one is once again the chiyuv of nashim, right? The chiyuv nashim that women have in halal. So you saw the Tosas on Daf Lamed Ches. The Tosas said, you know, regular halal is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. The Tosas there said that halal the leil haseder is different. Why? So the Tosas there, the truth is, if you read it carefully, the Tosas are the exact opposite of that Rav Tzemach Gaon. Right, the Gaon who said that the Halal of Leil HaSeder is just there for the Kos. So the Tosfos actually says the exact opposite. He says the Kos is there for the Halal. Right? He assumes the Halal is a mitzvah, and the Kos is there for the Halal. So if it says Achan Ebos Anes covers the Kos, it says, well, the Kos is there for the Halal. So it makes sense. This is Halal Shal Nes. That's why the Kos is being attached to the Halal. So that's why he says women have a chiyuv. It's a different kind of halal. This is a halal of nes. It's not a halal of kedushas hayom. And if you look in the Tosas Harash, you know, free shout out. If you ever learned Masachas Sukkah, when Gush learned Masachas Sukkah, Ma'aseh Bet, so Gush Luchenstein gave a shir kli. That's his first year saying shir klis, and he said to everybody, you have to make sure to buy the Tosas Harash, the Masada of Cook Tosas Harash on Sukkah. Why? Because the footnotes, the Tosas Harash on Sukkah, are done by Yaakov David Ilan, who is the man, as we all know. So Yaakov David Ilan has a footnote on Tosas Rosh there in Sukkah, and he says in Tosas, I have another reason why women should be chayiv in Halel Seder, because Halel Seder is part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? He doesn't quote the Rav, but they say Mamish the same thing. Right? So again, either we have the Mahalach of the Brisker Rav, that this Halel is a Halel of Shira, we have the Rav, this Halel is a Halel of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? Either way, it's different from, on one hand, it's different from classic Halel. On the other hand, there's a real mitzvah here, and maybe even a mitzvah mida oraisa. And the last piece, which I think is really connected to this, for we'll just look at Halel and Shul for a little bit, is the fact that we all sit when we say Halel at the Seder. Huh? We all sit down. You ever stand up when you say Halel?
Yeah,
you stand?
Yeah.
Really? For the whole thing?
It says in my agoda, I don't know.
No way, which agoda?
Yeah,
the
two things before the
kosher.
Yeah,
it says
about me.
It says
about me.
Great,
how Mitzrayim
or how
both
of them?
Fascinating.
I'll double check.
Okay, please do, because I'm really interested in this.
How
about so why do we sit? We always stand. Okay. Well, let's take a step back. Why do we stand during the year? Why do we stand for how? You know? Why do we stand for how? I didn't know, but it's a Shiboli Halaket.
It's a puzzle game of how long to stand.
What? It is, yeah, that's what exactly. Shoy Halakhah brings down that we stand regular for Halal because it's Halalu Avdei Hashem Ha'omdim Beveis Hashem, right? So that's why, generally speaking, we stand for Halal. So the Shiboli Halakhah, it's not a Shoy Halakhah in Hilchos Pesach, it's Shoy Halakhah in Hilchos Tefillah. So he says, that's why we stand for Halal. And the Shoy Halakhah says, well, okay, now I'm in trouble because nobody, except for the Sacks, stands for Halal and Pesach. So why are we sitting for Halal Pesach? So he gives... Why do we sit for Halal Pesach? So he gives four reasons, but only one of the four reasons that he gives is brought down the poskim. The Chok Yaakov brings it down over here. It's the fourth reason, and it's the most kashmak reason. He quotes his brother, Rabbeinu Ben Yamin, who says, you know why we sit at Leil HaSeder for Halal? Because it's a Halal of Cheiros. It's Halal of Cheiros. Right? So this all comes together. This is part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's an expression of Cheirus. So what more closest to Ribbono Shel Olam than saying Halal while we're sitting down? So I think there are some people who are known to do a Behaseba. Here he says that Rav Shlomo Zalman was not. I'm not sure there are that many people who do. But we can add one little piece to this, which is that there's a widespread minhag to hold the kos while you say all of Halal. Right.
You stand in
all
the
kosher.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
so happens to be. So he says here that Rosh Hashanah did not. However, he points out that you know who did the Shmuel Halakha, because one of the answers the Shmuel Halakha gives why you sit down is he says because you're going to hold the cup. Of course, you're holding the cup, and if you're standing the whole time, you might spill. So you guys stand and you hold the cup. Oh man, so you're like totally. The Shmuel Halakha is saying you got to sit because you're gonna spill.
You say Yishmael also standing.
Everything.
Never heard.
Wow.
Of
it. Okay. I think Rav Chaim. I think.
I'll send you.
Rav Chaim. I think held the kos. And he quotes from the Shul Halakhah from the Tashbetz. This is awesome. That when you get to kos Yeshuos Essa, so he says. I wrote down the lashon here from the Shul Halakhah. He says Magbia Essa Kos Bimino Umolich Umivi Besimchas Levav. So you don't just. You don't just lift it up for Kos Yeshuas Essa. You do like Nanuim. You do Nanuim with the cup. So this all is. It's a Halal shel Cheiros, right? So the Nashim, the Chatzos Chumra possibly.
And you're not worried about spilling over.
Lack of bracha. So you, and maybe that's why he says you got to sit, because to stand. Okay, you know the Sacks are saying, look, we could stand and we go all the Kos, but to stand and Kos and Molechum maybe is going to be too much. Okay.
He says you should do that.
What?
He says you should do that.
Yeah, but Sholeket says you're sitting down. Right, so you got to choose. You got to choose. Okay, so how much time? Ooh, okay, we got a few minutes. So let's talk about the bracha at the end a little bit, and then we'll talk about Halel in Shul. Right, so we have three basic options that the Rush gives us for Halel at the for the bracha at the end. Right, the Rashbam says we're going to make a bracha on Yehalucha, and then we're going to break a bracha. For Nishmas.
Can I ask him the question?
Yeah, what's up?
This takes a long time.
No, you'll be able to answer it. So I want to weigh in as to whether or not you think theoretically
Can you split Yahalucha from the bracha?
Meaning saying the phrase Yahalucha, but you're not co-saying the Yahalucha.
Let's say...
Wait, what?
Just say Yahalucha.
Based on what you're...
Without the chasima.
Let's say you're saying Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmut without a bracha. Do you say Yahalucha and don't say Baruch, or you don't say Yahalucha at all?
If you try to find Makoros, along with Mishalman and the Poskim and the Shadar for this question, you will find that every single comment is unclear.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one can be read twice.
I mean, the ones who don't have you say a Hallelujah.
Is that part of Hallel, or is that part of the bracha on Hallel?
Meaning, is...
It's introduction to the Baruch. Is there any meaning...
It's actually not just an introduction. It's the bracha without a Baruch at the beginning.
But isn't that what the tour would have you do?
Is it what the tour would have you do?
Oh, no, it's not clear?
It's not clear.
Unclear. I'm not curious if you can...
What do you mean? Maril pasak ketur. Oh, she didn't make it a problem. Sha'omer yahalalucha... Ad atakel,
right?
V'achar kach nishmas.
Yes.
What's the problem? Did he mean because there is significance saying halucha, or did he say, "Whoa, in this case, we're going to combine two brachas. I'm going to open the halucha and we're going to finish that bracha with the bracha
of nishmas."
So that's what Reb Chaim is going to do. Reb Chaim is going to combine them.
That's
how Reb Chaim understands the Torah.
Which Torah? Where is it?
At every point, it's not clear. Because we opened our learning with this question, and we kept finding it. No.
Where is it?
Meaning, he's not saying for the tour. It's not that he's not saying the bracha. He's just stepping in nishma.
Exactly.
And he gets to the bracha at the end.
Exactly.
So you can't bring a proof from that. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I don't know why couldn't you.
That's not the question. That's not the question.
You can. The question is. Is there a reason to?
I hear you. Meaning, we said what is Yahalucha B'chlal?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Is it part of Hallel, or is it the beginning of the bracha? Just it's a bracha arucha without a bracha at the front end because it's Luch L'Chavrata.
Yeah, makes sense.
I was wondering that by
what I
by. So it was wrong.
So where we are?
We were waiting for you to take a side on this question. Not to say that we debated it ad nauseum.
Not only that, but we sent several texts to Ari Zucker. But each time we changed our mind about what the answer is to this question.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could possibly co-write and be mostly suffic by saying the bracha and probably saying it twice. So the Rashbam says that you say a bracha at Yahalucha, and then he says you say a second bracha at Nishmas. That's a little weird. Right? It's a little weird.
Second
bracha,
Nishmas.
Two
brachas. The end of Yishtabach. Now, along comes, that's probably the two brachos that the Rebbe was talking about. Even though they made it sound like he was talking about the beginning. Okay, I have to look back at that Siach HaGrid.
We make
one bracha.
If you're not careful,
you have to be careful. This is for Ashkenazim is for Sephardim.
Yeah.
The Rashbam says you do two brachos, and the Rabbeinu Peretz right there says it's very simple. Why do you do two brachos? He says one bracha is for Hal HaMitzri, and then you make a bracha for Hal HaGadol. So you say Hal HaMitzri, regular Hal. And then you start with Hodu, and then you move on, and you say the second Hallel. That the second bracha. That's the Rashbam. Reb Chaim Cohen says no, you only make a bracha Nishmas, and the Rif says you don't say Nishmas. Right? If you look at the Rif and the Rambam, there's no Nishmas.
They pass
like Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara. The Berachas Hashir is Yahalucha, and there's no Nishmas Bechlal. Now it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch does not pass like the Rif and the Rambam. You guys thought about this at all?
No.
So the Machaber doesn't paskin like the Rif and the Rambam. The Machaber paskins that you do say Nishmas.
We're surprised the Rif and the Rambam paskin like the Yehuda because the rule is you paskin Rabbi Yochanan against Yehuda. So what's the problem?
That was the thing.
Interesting. Right, so the Mechaber is going to have you say Hallel, skip Yehallelucha, say Hallel HaGadol, and then conclude with Yehallelucha. Right? What? Yeah, exactly. The Ashkenazim are going to have you... Oh, you're saying you're saying the Haggadahs aren't clear. Because all the Haggadahs, saying if you follow the tour in the Magen Avraham, say, you say Hallelucha, but you don't say the Bracha, so you guys are wondering if the Haggadahs are correct.
Ooh. Well,
because all the Haggadahs say, you say Hallelucha, and then you go to Nishma.
I'm not saying it's not correct. It's just a question of, is it because there's going to be a Chasima?
Okay, so hold on to that for a second, because the Haggadahs are still going to be wrong. Because how is that Chasima going to work? So Rav Chaim had a patent, right? Rav Chaim had a trick. Rav Chaim said, we can fulfill both. Rav Chaim said, how are you going to end, you're going to do like the Ashkenazim, but how are you going to end Yishtabach? You're going to end with the bracha of Yishtabach, but you're going to say, Baruch Melech Mehulal Batishbachos, Kel Ha'odos Adon Neflos.
What?
You have a sitter there? How does the Seder end Yishtabach?
Melech, Kael,
Kael, Melech. What? No, before that. Baruch Ata Hashem.
It's hard to think
about
what the line was before.
Kael, Melech, Gadol, Bat
Tishbachos. Kael, Melech, Gadol, Bat Tishbachos.
Right.
So Rav Chaim said you end with Baruch Ata Hashem. Melech mehulol batashbachos,
kel
ha'odos, etc. Which happens to be the tour's nusach for Yishtabach. And Rav Chaim says, by doing this, you have been you've fulfilled both things, because you have done, you've put the chasima. He quotes it in the Siach HaGrid. I think it's Os Ayin Dalet. He says that's where Rav Chaim was knowing. You've now taken the classic halal chasima, and you've put it alongside with the yishtabach chasima. So that was
one word.
What? By adding melech mehulol batashbachos to the beginning of the yishtabach bracha, and he thinks that's the pshat in the
Torah. Why is that two? Because it's both mehulol's going on what?
Because that's melech mehulol batashbachos is the line in at the end of Halal. So you take the line of the end of Halal. So right, here's the question. Do we take the bracha from Halal or the bracha from Yishtabach? No problem. Take both. I have to take both. No problem. Because that's the real bracha for Yishtabach, is to take both. That's exactly what the sheet of the tour was. Right? You have Halal, you have Halal Gadol, and then you have one chasim at the end, which is the chasim for both. It makes a ton of sense, but I don't think that's super popular.
What is that?
That is the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Nusach.
No,
now he'll tell you it's the tour's Nusach. He says you do your homework, and you know, it's not so much. You just need to open up a tour. And say, it's the tour nusach. So all the Haggadahs that say, and you know, the Haggadah will say, those who follow the nusach of the tour say X. Well, they're not following the nusach of the tour. They're following their nusach
with the
psach of the tour. Right? They're not following with the nusach of the tour. The tour would open the Haggadah. You say, this is wrong. The tour would say, Chaim is correct. So, it's interesting.
The tour says,
the tour's nusach in Yishtabach is Melech Mehulol Batishbachos. Yeah.
Is there a Haggadah about it? It's like a master. What
is
he saying?
So I'm a little bit confused about this about the Siach HaGrid Haggadah, because the Siach HaGrid Haggadah mainly gives you the Yishtabach. It mainly gives you the Mechaber. However, it has the Mechaber with without. No, I'm confused. Yeah, it has a Mechaber. It has a Mechaber's Chasima. It doesn't have the Yishtabach Chasima. So I was a little confused by that. Okay, so let's wrap up by talking about Halal and Shul for just a couple of minutes. Mechaber says, say Halal and Shul. The Rama says, don't say Halal and Shul. What are they arguing about, and why would we say Halal and Shul? So you can identify, I think, five reasons why we would say Halal and Shul. Reason number one, easiest to know, but hardest to understand. You look at the Be'er Heitev, Berhetiv, right there, Alatar, tells you why we're saying Halal and Shul. He says, there's also Kabbalah Sa'ari. Okay, so there's a Kabbalah Sa'ari to say Halal and Shul. So that's that's reason number one. Reason number two.
Who's that? What Kabbalah?
The Rizal. Why the Rizal? The Rizal's Kabbalah was the same shul. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Don't mess with that. Okay. Reason number two. The tour we talked about before. He said, right, it's a wonderful reason to say Halal and Shul. That's the pshara, because we'll make a bracha, don't make a bracha, no problem. Everyone goes to Shul, and now you have a bracha for Halal. Chok Yaakov asks on the tour, he says, hold on a second. If you said a bracha, Halal and Shul, so you go home, why are you saying a bracha at the end? Right, why say bracha al asof? Chok Yaakov is a little confused by the psak of the tour, but that's reason number two. Reason number
two.
Wow.
Oh,
what is it?
Oh,
that's a good question. I see. Reason what? What's her name? You're saying you take the Gaonim on the Kos Revi, take the Gaonim on the Kos Revi, very good. And you okay, so you just plug that in. Very good. Okay. Reason number three, the Gaon, right to Alatar, he quotes the Tosefta at the end of Psachim, which says, why would they, the Tosefta Psachim says they says Hal and Shul. Why? For the Ena Bekiyim, those who didn't know, those who, not everybody could say a whole halal. A lot of people probably couldn't. So they all go to shul, listen to halal, and they be yotze. So the Rama comes along, he says, Baruch Hashem, we're Bekiyim, we can say halal. So Mela, there's no need to say a bracha, to schlep out to shul, to say halal, you know, we can go back home. You know, it's very important to start the Seder as soon as possible, because we want the kids to stay awake. So the viber are supposed to have the seder ready to go, and the men should not hang out in shul. They should come back home as soon as possible.
Go back
right. Okay. So that's reason number three. There are two more reasons which are much more mamashas. All right. If you look in the Masecha Sofrim, so the Masecha Sofrim says not like our girsa in the Gemara and Erechin, which had 18 days of halal. Masechah Sofrim adds Laila Achas, right? Also the night of Halal. And Masechah Sofrim also says, we better say that, in the Tzibur, because you have Unuromuma Shemo Yachtav. Tosefta in Sukkah has that, the Yerushalmi in Sukkah has that. Right, so what exactly is going on over here? What's going on with this kid? This mitzvah of Halal. So Shamana, 18 days. The 18 days are Halals of Kedushas Hayom, right? That was exactly the Briska Rav's point, because he said you have the Halal of Kedushas Hayom, and you have the Halal of Nes, and the Gemara Erechin was the quintessential Halal of Kedushas Hayom. So Rav Chaim suggests that's exactly the reason why I say Halal and Shul. He says Halal and Shul. This is there are two dinim of Halal. Lel Pesach. There's the halal we talked about, the Seder, Sipri Tzitz Mitzrayim, etc., etc., etc. But there's a special halos of the Chag of Pesach at night. He quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, Hashir Yelachem Kalil Lehiskadesh Chag, which it's interesting because the Gemara in Tzadi Hey quotes that pasuk to tell you need halal by Achilas Karban Pesach. But on the other hand, the Lashon of the Gemara was Laila Hamakudish Lachag to Talon Halal. The night that is designated for Chag requires Halal. So, got to figure out what's going on with the Karban Pesach, but the Pshat in the Gemara is that there's a special Kedusha, and that's the Pshat in the Pesach, right? Kalil Lihiskadish Chag. So, Chaim says...
Kilel.
Sorry, yeah, it's not burnt, it's Kilel. Yeah, right? It's the night which is special Kedusha of Lel Pesach, and that requires Halal. So that, Chaim says... That's why we have two halals. There's a halal in shul, there's a halal kedushas hayom, and then there's the halal at the seder, which is the halal of shira.
What Ashkenazim?
What?
What's
our
world doing
then? So Ashkenazim passing like the Bavli, right? Anybody who doesn't say halal in shul will say, okay, you bring me a Masechah Sofrim, you bring me a Yerushalmi, you bring me a Tosefta. Look, Tosefta in Psachim didn't seem to hold that way. Tosefta in Psachim said it was for the Amoratzim. The Bavli didn't mention it, Bechlal. So that's Rav Chaim, right? And we saw the piece from the Briskers, right, where supposedly Rav Chaim was Mary Machpel that they said in the Brisk, and the Brisker Rav and Raven and Rav Simcha Zelig weren't so sure. Okay, that's one possibility. There's another possibility though, and this is actually Nogei Halach Lamaisa in COVID, because or the Rav in Siman Ayin Aleph in there. So they quote the from Rav Chaim. Siman Ayin Beis in the Siach HaGrid, he quotes from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And the truth is that that idea from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I think, is basically the same idea that's quoted, that the Netziv brings down on the She'eltos. The She'eltos has a mitzvah to say Hallel B'lel Pesach. He also puts it together with a mitzvah he has of Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah. He quotes a pasuk where Yisro, right? Yisro says Baruch Hashem when he hears about the Nisim. So the She'eltos says that's the makar for those mitzvahs, which is really, really, really interesting. But the She'eltos right there quotes Rav Shimon Bar Yot Sadak, who's the Baal Memra in Erechin. He says, you say Hallel for 8 days of Sukkos, and 1 day of Shavuos, and 8 days of Hanukkah, and 1 day of Pesach, and 1 night of Pesach. So She'eltos quotes like the Masechta Sofrim. It's a little surprising, because the Gaonim generally paskin like the Bavli. So the Netziv says it must be that the She'eltos had a different girsa of the Gemara in Erechin. His Gemara in Erechin must have mentioned Laila Achas. Then I just now, right before Mincha, looked up the Tosefta Kepshuta and Sukkah, which had the same Nesach, and he brings down there a number of different places in the Gaonim, which also had this as well. He quotes it in the Shavuot Leket too. He says clear there was a different girsa in the Gemara in Erechin. So some Rishonim and Achronim who discuss what's the why isn't right is Hallel not mentioned in Erechin because it's, we're talking about Hallel al Shal Shal Mitzvah or Hallel that's Mechulak or we're only talking about days not nights. Another possibility is that there's a Girsa issue over here. What's the Gemara in, what's the actual Girsa in the Gemara in Erechin? Anyway, why do you have this Hallel and why do you have it in Shul? So the Netziv kind of goes back to this Masecha Sofrim, and the Netziv says, look, it's not that there are two dinim of Hallel the way that Rav Chaim said it. He says, there's one mitzvah of Hallel. We say Hallel the night of Pesach. The main kiyum of that Hallel is at the Leil HaSeder. Elamai, you're going to miss something if you only say Hallel at the Seder. You are going to miss on the kiyum of Unromama Shemo Yachdav. So we are going to have an earlier Hallel in Shul so that we can have Unroma Mashemo Yachdav, and then we'll come back and we'll say Hallel at the Seder. The Netziv says it's similar to the Tekios. He says the main Kiyam, the Ramban talks about this also, the Netziv says the main Kiyam of the Tekios is the Tekios de Me'umad, but we need the Tekios de Me'usha first, Larve Vesasatim. So Netziv says it's the same model happening over here. We want the kiyum of Unroma Mashmel Yachtav, which the Netziv actually, he says it's the same as Rovam Hadras Melech. Yeah, he says that. He drops in Rovam. Yeah, right? So that's the model over here. We're saying Hallel and Shul because we want that kiyum. So, what?
Yeah.
Because all those, because now this, so this goes back to why is there no bracha? Is there no bracha because it's mechulak? There's no bracha because it's mitzurah of 20 or mitzvah salayla. But here we're saying it by itself.
So 1 versus 5 mother.
I'm just saying we're giving a bunch of reasons why to say exactly because now.
You have to understand the Gemara doesn't say to say Hallel and Shul.
No, but he's saying there's a gears are changing.
So since when do we paskin like some gersa that we dug up in some Gaonim 50 years ago?
Just start from the starting point. The Gemara doesn't say you say Hallel and Shul. The Rabbah didn't say you say Hallel and Shul.
Right.
So where did this happen? And it's a similar question about lighting. What's that?
So it's a Masechta
Sofrim.
Right. So do I have a machlokes between the Bavli and Tosefta and Pesachim, right, that the Gra quoted, that this is just Ramaratim. And if it's a Tosefta, if it's a Tosefta plus a Bavli against Masechta Sofrim and a Yerushalmi, we'll probably pass on it to Bavli. Or do we say, no, there's no machlokas here, and these are two different things. Or we say there's no machlokas here because there's a Girsa thing. Right? So there's something to this point.
One second.
It's a Masechta Sofrim. How many... You know, pop quiz. How many Masechta Sofrim do you know off the top of your head? Okay? No offense, But you know, we could ask the Rashi Bahag. He's probably not going to know every Masechta Sofrim also. Okay, Reb Chaim Kanievsky knows every Masechta Sofrim. Otherwise, it's Masechta Sofrim. You know, that's like Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik said, you could be a Rashi Bahag without being holding in the Yerushalmi. You know, so Kal v'chomer for the Masechta Sofrim.
Okay.
I was listening to this, Reb Shachter was giving a shiur on Haggadah, a classic line. He's like, he was quoting Yerushalmi and Challah, and he's like, I don't learn Yerushalmi. The only reason I know Yerushalmi and Challah is because one year Soloveitchik gave Shirim and Challah. That's why that's the Yerushalmi that I know, Yerushalmi and Challah. It's like, okay. Anyway.
That's so funny.
Totally classic. Now let's just finish, right, last point to get to the piece that was Nogei Lamaisa 2 years ago. So in the Siach HaGrid over there, they quote from the Rav who quotes Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. I think it's the same exactly it is in Itziv. But the way Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says it is why we do it in Shul, because we want Persumei Nisa. Okay, so all these ideas, Ravam, Ramashamayachtav, Persumi Nisa, which the Gemara Brachos Yadalad says we have by Halal, especially if this is a Halal of Nes, makes a lot of sense. So Moshe said we do it in Shul so we can have Persumi Nisa. I'm pretty sure reading carefully, the Rav brought an amazing Raya for his father. He says it's a black and white Gra in Hilchos Chanukah. The Gra in Hilchos Chanukah says, why on earth do we light in Shul? So the Gra says, we lighten Shul to have more Persumei Nisa, just like, the Vilna Gaon says this, it's just like we say Hallel in Shul for more Persumei Nisa. Okay, now, in that piece they finished, I think he quotes the Rav, who says, since that's the case, what's the Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina if this Hallel, this additional Hallel, is, let's say, a separate din of Kedushas Hayom versus Persumei Nisa? Hundred percent. But let's say it on Shul. Right, we were asking about the wives before. Let's say it on Shul. What? Right. So if there's Kedusha Sayom, so we should have a Marav at home, say Halal, we have a Marav, and then go by to the Haggadah and say Halal again. But if it's just like the Netziv and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik are saying, because we want the additional aspect of Ravam, Roma Shema Yachta, Persumei Nisa. If you're not in Shul, what's the point? What's the point?
Could you be in time with one statement, two different things? Like, could I say Kriya Shema, Mimkai, Tawadara, and Kabbalah Sama Chaim, but could I just have in mind that I want this to be number one for my Kedusha Sayyid Hal, but I also want this Hal to also be because of my...
In theory, maybe, but that would assume you're saying it normally. We just talked about how many ways this Halal, the Lel Seder, we do it, it's split in half, right? We say it's sitting down. Many things of the Halal Leil Seder are different from your normal Mabeya of a Halal, right?
And that would probably be like the Afghan.
It's difficult to say that the Halal of the Seder is fulfilling the Halal of Kedusha Sayom. It doesn't have the Tzura of a Halal of Kedusha Sayom.
Why? So the Rishonim explained, right? Because if this is the Halal Shemitzah, why on earth is the Hefsik okay? But yeah, the answer is because this is the Kach Tiknu. It's part of the Seder. Okay, well that's not. If you're trying to hop in some other Kedush Sayom Kiyum, that's not their Masakin. You're trying to save time by putting this in. It doesn't work.
We don't know who made that God either.
What?
We don't know who made that God.
Chatzal. The Tanoim. I mean, yeah. Okay. So last point, which was Nogei Lamaisa from a couple of years ago. Right. Rav Shachter Paskin Lamaisa, that this, the reason I say Hal is like this reason that the Rav quoted from Moshe and we have from the Netziv. So let's say it's COVID and you can't go to shul. No problem. I can't say Halal. Okay. But Rabbi, we have a big family. Right? No one is violating the protocols. Big family. We have a minion. We have a minion at home. So if you have a minion at home, what do you think?
You should say.
I don't think you should say.
Yeah, why not?
Right? So Rav Shachter said not to.
Genius! From the Gra!
Does he also have a din of basic knesses?
No, I think no.
From the Gra, because you're going to say Halal instead, you're not going to
the whole, no, not from the Gra. From Rav Moshe and the Netziv. He says the whole point is to have more Ravam, more Persumei Nisa than you would have at home.
But wouldn't you say it's an objective question of Persumei Nisa?
That's what I would have.
I thought you were going to say, he said no, because it doesn't have din b'deis haknesses. And you can't just light And but
Hanukkah,
this
yeah,
is the
yeah.
old question. You know, at the YU Hanukkah dinner, mm-hmm. they used to light Hanukkah candles with a bracha.
Are you serious?
Yes, what? They used to do that.
They did it as well.
And what they said was, and you're supposed to say,
did they at least daven Maariv beforehand?
No.
Really?
And the reason for this was, and if you look in Rav...
Because that's something else I know he holds by, because you want to be kovei... He says for Hanukkah, you have to be kovei atzibur.
So, if you look...
You can't just throw 10 dudes in a room and say you have a minion.
So there are those who say, like they have a concert in Madison Square Garden, they're going to have a lunch service first.
Chabasa won't for that.
So
yeah.
They say with the bracha, and that assumption, if you look at Rav Moshe Harari, he quotes some poskim who say that the din of Persuminisa is anytime you have a tzibur. So if you have a wedding, it's a very extreme position, but that would be the counterpoint to that shita and say, you don't need a basic knesses, and as long as you have 10 people, so you have enough of the tzibur.
Yeah, but again, go back. This is where I think the nitzib is helpful, because then it's the dimion to the tzikios, right?
What's his answer? What was his answer?
What was it? What was his answer?
Why he says we don't say there's a minion in your house?
If there's a minion in your house, because you don't have anything more, with the howl beginning than you have at your seder. But that's not where this is coming from. This is not coming to give you a bracha. This is coming because we want Persumei Nisa.
Yeah, so Persumei Nisa.
You want to say. That question I hear, maybe we can ask him when he comes. Maybe we can ask him about this when he comes, because I think it's a surprising one. But I think the idea he's trying to get to is that idea that Nitziv was saying. Where the Nitziv was saying, look, the real Kiyum is at the Seder. And if it was up to us, just like the Tekios, if we could have one set of Tekios, which were the main Kiyum of Tekios to Me'umid, that people know that's the real Kiyum, and we could be Ma'arviv the Satan with those, Matob Manon, no way to go. We can't do it. We got to throw the Satan off the track. So we have to have the Tekios to Me'umid first. Just like that, said the Nitziv, we need to have people in shul, shut them out, so that we could have a halal of Persumei Nisa. But if you have the same number of people in the house you have before, you don't gain anything new Persumei Nisa wise. So it's not a din of tzibur per se. If you will have more unrom shmel yachta at the beginning, that's going to be the machayev. I think that's exactly what he was thinking. So even though I haven't seen. I only found this Nitziv because Rabbi Simon put it in his, he put that Shiltas on his Marvel Hummus packet. But it sounds like that Rav Moshe and Nitziv are saying the same thing, and that would explain the psak that Rav Schachter gave during COVID. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.